have a guy here in front of me with a sign, homeless with wife and two kids. Homeless with wife and two kids out here walking on the side of the fucking road and pandering for money. But I notice he has a fantasy football shirt on. He has a walking boot on as if he got hurt and he needs to go out there and get money. Then he has a fucking a heavy tattoo sleeve, one of those arms, like they're fully tatted up. And people wonder why I'm unsympathetic to the bullshit. This is kind of like a recorded version here. I don't have, this is fully, I mean, it's amateur hour myself, but I don't have my podcast station ready yet, man. I'm telling you, I'm gonna finally get that shit done this weekend. And then I'll give a big recap of what the fuck's been going on. But, I mean, it just drives me up the wall when I see things like that. And then my daughter, when I'm with her, she looks at it and says, "Hey, why don't we help that guy?" I'm like, "You can get a fucking job." I mean, things like that, I don't understand the rhyme or reason. If you have the energy to go out there and be able to get in, get in front of, have a sign, and be pandering to people, why can't you do that for a store? Those furniture stores where they have the guy out there flipping the fucking sign and twirling it? That guy's getting paid $15 an hour. Like, why don't you do that? And these are the things that I'll never have any sympathy for people that are out there trying to make a quick buck. I don't care if we're trying to hustle. It's okay. But don't use the sympathy card. People are out here working. People are out here. I mean, why don't you join the military? Why don't you join the Coast Guard? Something. I mean, there's so many ways to get money. That motherfucker can go out there. He could join. There are people recruiting out there heavily. Construction worker, right? I mean, he can go out there. If he's out here sweating, what makes you think that he can't go out there and be able to get a job fucking picking tomatoes, right? I mean, it's just so many different things where I see things like this, and it's so disappointing because you understand that these people are putting obstacles in front of themselves. And that's what I've always run into in my life is that I see these people all the time that they're their own worst enemy. And I try to enforce this as a parent, the fact that you are your worst enemy, meaning creating fears, barriers of fear about what you can do and can't do. And those people, listen, if you just want to sit out there and fucking pander all day and that's just better than going actually earning a living, okay. I mean, whatever works, man. But I'm not going to sit there and, I guess, pacify that. I'm not going to sit there and condone that type of living, man, because I just feel ultimately what happens is it's like you have somebody like that, and why can't they, especially if you have a tattoo sleeve? If you have a wife and two kids, then get the fuck. I mean, go ahead and figure it out. Figure life out. I mean, isn't that enough of a panic button to go ahead and to be, in a way, find a way? I mean, you obviously wrote a sign, or your wife wrote a sign. Someone can go to work. And if you're illiterate, and if you're an illegal, and that person was white, so he had a fantasy football, I repeat, a fantasy football league shirt. He had an air cast. He had an arm tattooed sleeve. And you're looking like, okay, you're walking around productive. You're looking like you could stand there on the fucking side taking some heat in this beautiful 82 degree weather day in Southwest Florida. Come on, man. You're better than that. And that's the stuff that I'm always emphasizing to my little one, man. Like, don't make yourself a victim. I see that all the time, man, with people. Like, that's a person that's self-victimizing. I'm not saying that I don't feel sorry for people, because we all know people that have gone through shit, people that go through challenges. But you have to go out there and make something of yourself. You have to at least try. You have to at least go and get it, right? Because out there getting it on the side of the road, especially when I look at you and you're not even 40 years old. You're not even, you're younger than me, and you're out there acting that way. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Especially when you can go to the public library, you can go ahead and type in YouTube, and I bet you that guy has a phone. I bet you he has a phone. You know, that's the thing, is that we have our priorities wrong. And people like that, when they don't have their priorities right, you know, I was talking to my partner about this. I was like, you know, I just don't put any emphasis on getting the great fashion or great cars or whatever it is, because I don't need that validation. I just want to, like, hey, I just want to have a car that works. I just want to have a house that's in good shape. That's it. I don't care about anything else. I don't need to know where it's located, blah, 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 right? All these different things. I just want the simple things. I don't get caught up in any of that, but I also work for it. So if I know that things are not working my way, I got to figure out a way. I got to figure out a situation where, okay, this is not going to happen to me, right? And, you know, it's one of those deals, man. You just got to go for it and do the best possible. But when you're sitting there on the side of the road, not doing anything for yourself, man, you're sitting there like, ah, you know, just go ahead and give me money. I guess I'll never understand that rhyme or reason, because maybe I have too much pride. Maybe I have too much pride in the ability of finding a way. And I know we all have that ability. It's whether or not you want to tap into it and choose to do it. You know, why can't, instead of you being out there, why don't you go ahead and go around all day, try to get your ID, try to get a birth certificate, try to go seek help, right? There's many services. Sit in an office all day where they'll be able to help you to find your way. I'm telling you right now, our American mentality is this. We're ugly, we're cannibalizing, but when people see others trying to make a way, they help them. That's one thing I've learned about my ways. The reason I had people when I was young help me in high school and beyond was because they saw that I was helping myself. It wasn't like I was asking for a handout while I was complaining. It was more of, hey, I got to go work. I got to go figure this shit out. 16, go ahead, wash dishes. Go ahead, work at the cafeteria. Yeah, you got to go to school. You got to get good grades too, but I got to figure out a way. I got to get money. I got to, you know, find my path. Stay away from drugs. Stay away from alcohol. That shit ain't going to bring me money. So, you know, that's the mindset that I have for many, many years. And people see that, and, oh, this kid, you know, when I bought my car, my first car, I bought it from summer jobs. And I went ahead and put a down payment on it, $2,000. Thank you, sir. And I saved, and I had to do it. But these are things that you have to go out and do for yourself. And people are willing to help you. And people are willing to assist. But when you're sitting there basically in your lawn chair out there in life and getting a little sun and having people give you money, I mean, you might as well go to the internet and put escort services. Because you have a better chance of that than out there trying to make a living. It's really beyond me. And it's such a ploy for me. With all the opportunities that are in this country, I mean, you could seriously come into this country and start from scratch. You know what I would do? I would go ahead and just get the paperwork that I need. And guess what? There's jobs that you could do under the table. There's plenty of jobs you could do under the table. Plenty of jobs in the bars, restaurants, doing labor work. Labor work is the one where that's definitely one where people kind of just like, ah, okay, you're one of us. They're not going to go ahead and try to get verification of paperwork from you, you know. And there's somebody out there that wants you to cut their grass and is not worried about whether or not you have proper ID, right? It's like, why don't you just go door to door? Like, hey, listen, I just want to cut your grass. Like, I'll be like, okay, I'll be pandering or whatever, and then I get whatever, a lawnmower. I'll be like, hey, man, I just want to cut grass. Would you hire me to cut grass? I don't fucking know. I will figure it out a way. But it's just so saddening to me when I see people like this, and then there's a sympathy. They pull on the sympathy strings, and I see my daughter, and I have to remind her, like, hey, listen, yo. Like, this is just, that guy can get a job. That guy can figure it out. There is government assistance. If you don't want to be part of the system, that's on you. Then go ahead and go to the mountains. Go remotely. But you somehow found a way with you and your wife and two kids to be in Southwest Florida. And to make it, you just didn't land down here. And I don't know your fucking story. I'm judging you. But there's a will, there's a way. And I think that's something that rubs me the wrong way fundamentally when I see grown men that are functional, that have the ability to walk up and down. It's okay if you're senile or if you have mental issues. And I'm not saying that. I've gotten into those conversations before. But I don't get it. What is wrong with you? And I just hope that for my little one and other people out there that kind of feel sorry for these people. It's like, man, no. They're in a great country. They're in a great situation. Figure it the fuck out. And if shit falls to the wayside, and that's the thing I always say, you know, and I'll leave with this, is that you always have, if you hit rock bottom, you can start all over. That's always been the premise in my face, in my head, that I grew up poor. I grew up on welfare. I grew up on food stamps. I grew up, you know, sharing rooms. I have my own bedroom until I was very later on. And even then, I was just kept moving. So it was just like a luxury if I had it. And I guess when I see these things, these struggles that I've experienced, and I was able to persevere and kind of move up a social class, then I don't understand how, you know, somebody like my little one or somebody like that, you know, when I look at him, he's white. I'm like, dude, you're white. I'm sorry. I know if you don't believe in privilege or not, that's on you. But I'm saying to myself, dude, like, you're not a threat. If you speak English well, you look the part, you're going to get opportunities, man. So, you know, it's a matter of if you have the engine in here or not. But, you know, creating obstacles for yourself and creating excuses and wanting people to provide you a lifestyle, it's something that you ought to consider a purpose in life if you are one of those people. Jesus.